It's Tuesday, April 5th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Viktor Orban won a fourth term as Hungary's prime minister in the national election over the weekend, endorsed by Donald Trump in January. Orban is hated by the mainstream media worldwide for his policies on homosexuality and immigration. He is a member of the Calvinist Hungarian Reformed Church. Hungary's GDP per capita has risen from $13,000 to $17,000 during Orban's administration, a 31% increase. During the same period, Ukraine's GDP per capita rose from $3,000 to $3,700. Poland increased from $13,000 to $15,700, a 21% increase. And neighboring Slovakia increased from $17,000 to $19,000, only a 12% increase. Plus, Hungary is listed as number 48 on the Heritage Foundation's Freedom Index, significantly higher than Ukraine at 130, and Russia at 113. After complaining about Twitter's hampering of free speech, billionaire Elon Musk just dropped about $3 billion into Twitter shares, amounting to 9.2% ownership in the company. That makes Musk the majority shareholder in Twitter. Other owners include the Vanguard Group with 8.4% of Twitter shares and BlackRock at 4.6%. President Joe Biden is calling Russian President Vladimir Putin a, quote, war criminal, end quote, noting certain atrocities reportedly committed in Bucha, a commuter town northwest of the capital city of Kiev.
You may remember I got criticized for calling Putin a war criminal. Well, the truth of the matter is, so what happened in Bucha. He is a war criminal.
However, the Russian Minister of Defense denies any involvement in the tortures and killings of Ukrainian citizens. President Biden also announced last week his administration's commitment to what he called, quote, advancing transgender equality in the classroom, on the playing field, at work, in our military, and our housing and healthcare systems, end quote. He called transgenders deserving of respect because they are, quote, made in the image of God, end quote. Genesis 3, verse 1 says, now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God actually say, you shall not eat of any tree in the garden? The Biden administration is in the process of releasing so-called gender-affirming regulations. Two federal departments, the National Child Traumatic Stress Network and the Office of Population Affairs, issued so-called gender-affirming statements. According to the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute, Biden is encouraging, quote, boys and girls to castrate themselves chemically and surgically, while calling it a form of supportive health care, end quote. So far, the administration has refused to quote Genesis 1, verse 27, in this radical transgendering agenda. It says, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. China's gross domestic product growth rate over the last 3 years topped 16.2%, according to News China. The GDP is the total monetary value of all the finished goods and services produced within a country. That compares to the U.S. GDP growth rate of 4.7% over the last 3 years. China has averaged a 7% growth rate for the last 10 years, while the U.S. has hovered around 2%. Is this a good time to buy a home? Realtor.com records median listing prices increasing by 27% since March of 2020. That's the largest two-year national bubble for real estate in recorded history. And the average 30-year mortgage rate in the U.S. has topped 4.9%. That's an 81% increase since just Christmas. No wonder home sales have dropped 6% from a year ago, according to Forbes. The average payment for the median listing price of homes bought in December 2020 would have been $1,243, and the average payment for the median listing price for homes bought now would be $1,937. That's a 56% increase in monthly house payments in a year. And finally, here's an interesting data point from Barna Research. 58% of American non-Christians are concerned about their children's spiritual development. For Christian parents, that's 84%. And 86% are concerned that their children, quote, stay true to their faith, end quote. The concerns are well-founded. Recent data from Gallup points out that only 36% of millennials are church members. That's down from 66% for those born before 1946 and 58% for those born between 1946 and 1964. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, April 5th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.